FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Reserve Bank Governor Lesetso Kganyago says the rising cost of natural disasters exacerbated by a lack of insurance cover is fast becoming a global problem.
Globally, it is estimated that over half of natural disaster losses remain uninsured. In EMDEs, that figure often exceeds 70%. South Africa, for example, is estimated at 71%. This leaves households, businesses and governments dangerously exposed.
Kganyago was addressing delegates on the sidelines of a meeting of G20 finance chiefs in Durban yesterday. The session on the global insurance protection gap drew attention to the impact of natural catastrophes such as hurricanes, typhoons, wildfires and floods. Kganyago says insurance can play a role in managing the financial impact of these disasters.
When governments must step in with emergency funds or debt finance reconstruction, it places additional strain on already limited fiscal space. It calls for stronger risk-sharing mechanisms, improved data and modeling of climate-related risks, and innovative insurance solutions.
Public Service Association is calling for urgent security upgrades at healthcare facilities in Umlazi after hijacking this week. Staff members were left traumatized when a UK sedan vehicle was taken at gunpoint at a clinic in J Section. The PA says Mlungisi Ndlovu says it's time calls to improve security at healthcare facilities in Umlazi and across the province are taken seriously. He's urging local communities to protect public resources.
This traumatic incident has left staff psychologically shaken and afraid to report for duty. It is not an isolated event, but rather than part of a worrying trend. There are some of the clinics that are affected, like H Clinic, L Clinic, including K and all other clinics. As a result, some of our members are now applying outside of Umlazi because they are now afraid to work in those conditions.
Police are investigating cases of carjacking and kidnapping. The NSPCA has welcomed the government's long-awaited decision to ban new captive lion breeding facilities, calling it a major victory against animal cruelty. Environment Minister Dion George announced progress towards a publication of the notice earlier this week. The lion prohibition notice is aimed at phasing out harmful captive breeding practices. The society's Jacques Peacock says it will also put a stop to the creation of new farms used for tourism, hunting and the lion bone trade.
This long-awaited reform marks a pivotal milestone in dismantling an industry built on systemic cruelty, reflecting years of legal action, public advocacy, and inspections by the NSPCA.
And Donald Trump has denied a story featured in the Wall Street Journal about his relationship with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The U.S. president says he will sue the paper, which claims to have seen documents including a birthday letter apparently sent by him featuring a drawn outline of a woman. Our Sky News correspondent James Matthews says Trump isn't happy.
He said, "It's not me. This is a fake thing. This is a fake Wall Street Journal story. I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language. It's not my words."
The president's also ordered grand jury transcripts relating to Epstein to be released. On the weather front back home, 20 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg reaching 15. Richards Bay, 22. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.